Out the wazoo.
Ain't nothing like a good night out.
But now we are. So it's episode 158. It's out the wazoo. I'm Jake. This is Alex. This is Ryan.
What up?
We got a lot to talk about.
I gotta ask you a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How successful do you think Ryan would be as a safety in the NFL? Do you think he could bring the boom?
What does a safety do? They sit way back?
Yeah, he's the last defender.
The last defender?
Pretty much, in a sense.
That would be a good nickname.
The last, because they all are gone before we pick you.
Yeah.
He's like the protector. He's like the protector of all the deep balls and all that shit.
He definitely is a protector of all the deep balls.
I definitely protect
the honey badger. That's his nickname, Tyrann Mathieu. He's maybe 6 foot, 5'10"-ish, whatever, but he packs a punch. Now we say we get Ryan on some trend or some D ball, right? Start throwing some weights around.
Y'all need to give me some. Do you think he's acupuncture? And
get you on a liquid IV and some Ensure
and lengthen me out just a couple more inches.
We're going to keep you the same size, but we're going to put you on a cycle or two.
Okay.
And then we're just going to stick to a strict diet. Do you think you could have what it takes?
Yes.
How old are you? 27?
27.
27-year-old rookie out of
that's not too young
out
these
of,
days.
The veteran hospital in Ellesmere. It's Ryan.
Shows up to practice like
Ryan Shatsu Bikata.
Honestly, that looks like a practice trainer, like hoodie kind of.
They gave you a 10-day contract.
It is breathable.
You do look like the most wealthy player on
the
junior NFL team.
Hey, they give you a 10-day contract. Hey, how long are you lasting?
As long as I'm winning.
Are you honoring that 10-day contract? Are you going to be like blown out shoulder day two?
No. I'm
guaranteed 10 starts.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go 10 days, okay? And then when I finally get, you know, the day where they're like, yeah, we need you, right?
You're going to show up?
I'm going to show up, but I'm definitely not going to play. I'm going to be like, you know what? I drank coffee this morning. I got the runs.
He's going to sit there and just start blitzing the quarterback all the time and just deep ball over the fucking
You're
going to
be doing a whole lot of this.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be stretching all day. And
every
like,
down,
ah,
he's
time,
just going to fucking stretch his shoulders out.
The coach's like, Ryan, you ready to go in today? You're going to be like, you know, his shoulder's really not there yet.
He just has a box of smelling salts in his pocket. He's just getting all amped up, but he's not doing anything.
He's doing
about
it on the bench. The camera would zoom in on you. Just
let's go. And he just goes to the bathroom.
I would do that. Hey, give me my money.
Tell him, give me that.
Let's talk about stuff because we have a lot of stuff.
It's episode 158.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. Watch our videos. We got, I guess, what is it? About 10 videos up right now?
We think started we have 10 episodes.
12, no, 12, right? Because we started at 146.
Wow, we're putting in work.
We got a good collection.
We got 12 videos up on the Wazoo page on this YouTube.
YouTubes.
Check out our Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. And, you know, like, subscribe, drop that bag on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast.
It's a heavy bag.
Big bags.
We're about to record our first ever reaction video after this too. So
what?
We'll post that. We're gonna react to a hot new album that just dropped, a steaming pile this morning.
I heard
noon,
it's good.
Or yesterday.
Can we put our
not noon midnight
our guesses in of how we think it's gonna go?
I think it's gonna be ass.
I think it's gonna be a hot pile of shit.
But there's gonna be some sweetness on there.
I think
there's gonna be some shit that makes me want to not be hungover and start drinking again.
I think there's going to be a plethora of Instagram captions on there. But other than
Jake's
that,
always, Drake's such given. A bitch, dude. He's always got... He makes lyrics for bitches on Instagram.
No, oh, yeah, 100%. He's a cuck.
No, dude, he just makes lyrics.
Dude, no. They're for the bitches, dude.
Do you think that Young Thug and Gunna made lyrics for their court case?
Respectfully... made for the bitches.
You think
dude.
So? You think the girl, like, he's got that in mind? I like, I want to be quotable.
I think he's acting doggish. That's what I think.
For sure.
Well, I think Gunna definitely Gunna definitely makes captions for Instagram because he wrote that letter in jail.
Yeah. We should talk about that?
Let's talk about
Pull
it.
Pull it up.
Jesus Christ.
Segway?
Our segues are, like, kind of harsh, but it's okay, right? We're moving through it. It's,
all
right, it's
so
Saturday
we got,
morning.
So we got a letter from Gunna, right, about his indictment.
We didn't get... No, we no, definitely no, we got the letter.
He just came directly.
Hey,
it came
to, hey, it hey, came hey, via hey, hey. Owl. Simmer down. Heel. Let me do my thing.
A pit bull delivered it.
Let me do my thing.
This morning.
We should have never gave him the fucking energy.
June 14th. What was that? 4 days ago?
Count.
Good guess.
2022 has been one of the best years of my life, despite this difficult situation. This year, I had the whole world pushing P, of course.
And pushing P coin.
We reviewed Rowan, that. Go back, listen to the episode out the wazoo.
Yeah, I think that was episode, what?
10.
Don't even guess.
51?
No.
Rob?
Keep Whoa. Going.
Growing up from where I come from in a marginalized neighborhood, okay.
He's from Atlanta.
Hey, just say the hood. I never dreamt my art would change my life and the lives of my loved ones. My entire life, I've seen black men, black women, and black children constantly attacked, hated, murdered, betrayed, belittled, silenced, judged, used, and held captive.
That's terrible sentence structure, but yeah. Go ahead.
Well, there's commas.
Was there commas, though?
Yeah, there's commas.
Okay.
What about in his bank account?
Ooh, not anymore.
I used my art form, my gift from God, to change my circumstance. I worked. I honed my craft. Cringe. When people say, I hone my craft.
You say that in the kitchen all the time.
God. I worked. I empowered black women in my industry. I worked. I lived in the... Oh. He said I worked twice. He said it three times. I worked and I empowered black women in my industry. I worked. I lived in the recording studio. I worked. I lived in the road. I worked. That's four. I worked. Oh, he said I worked and then I worked again after the sentence. Every day to show God how grateful I am for my gift, for my art, for my love, and to be able to provide for my loved ones.
Can we take a pause?
Pause.
What is he in jail for? Racketeering charges?
Gunna got lassoed into this RICO indictment.
So he wasn't the main...
Young Stoner Life. So YSL...
He's guilty by association.
The Music Collective, yes.
Okay.
The Music Collective is... thought now to be a street gang that has facilitated street murder, crime, bribery, all sorts of terrible shit. Young Thug is thought to have facilitated murder. They think he's a leader in the group because he's the leader of the album.
Gunna is guilty by association.
And they used lyrics in songs to indict them. And the lyrics that they used to indict them included some lyrics from Gunna. So they used his lyrics to indict Gunna. So
like Bobby Shmurda.
This starts like a whole conversation of should we be doing that?
That was the one article I had a couple episodes ago where I talked about Jay-Z and all these like high level rappers were trying to do that court case against being able to use lyrics to indict other people.
I remember that now. Yeah.
So
there is one little paragraph that is still left on this letter.
Hang on, I gotta take my chain out.
For now, I don't have my freedom, but I am innocent. I'm being falsely accused and will never stop fighting to clear my name. I think he's guilty.
Wrap it up.
Well, I was going to start talking shit, but then I don't want to be like, oh, he's fucking guilty. He's fucking guilty without really knowing.
None of us know.
Well, I'm just saying it sounds like from what I've been seeing and reading that he's guilty by association, not guilty because he committed the acts.
I think you're more in line with that.
Like a pawn.
I think that's more in line with the truth.
Like a pawn, almost. Like not like he actually did it.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. I think maybe he was doing something of it. Where he didn't know the final outcome of what he was doing, right? He didn't know the context. He didn't know, you know, whatever. He was just kind of doing what he was doing. Much like in Nazi Germany, right? You had a lot of people.
There's a rule. Like someone came up with this rule that said that any conversation you have, there's only so much time before someone gets related to Adolf Hitler.
Listen,
Nazi Germany.
Because everybody who worked, you know, Auschwitz and all that shit.
My name is Gunna.
They were terrible, right?
Young Sog.
But the people, right, they were just doing their job because fear of punishment.
Yeah, but...
It does not excuse them.
Taking a life, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you boiled someone.
Fuck.
Period.
Yeah. No, I know. Who, I'm Gunna? Saying it's equally as terrible what they did in Atlanta. Well, actually, not equal. No,
right? YSL equal. Is the new it, third Reich.
No, that's the fourth Reich.
It's that, the fourth that would be the Reich. Fourth Reich.
It's the fourth slime, baby.
Instead of the slimes Reich. And the slats.
It's okay. It's not
it
equal.
Put you in the slat chamber.
Well, now that's permanently in the internet. So. But anyway, it's bad because you have people just blindly doing something without even thinking about consequences.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I think Gunna is a victim of that.
Oh, did you say now they're doing it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been going over fucking you know, in Atlanta, ever, you know, in order to, you know, survive, you have to become the guy who is the bad guy. You have to become, in the hood, you got to become the guy that people fear.
And you know this because you grew up in Atlanta.
No, I don't know that, actually.
You went on vacation there, though, right?
No, I didn't go on vacation either.
You so you've been there?
No, I've actually never stepped foot. I've drove through Georgia.
Oh.
How about that?
And that qualifies you to
J.I.D. a bad guy? Is 2 Chainz a bad guy?
Let's get philosophical real quick. What does it mean to be a bad guy?
You tell us. You're the one with the theory.
Well, let's start with Billie Eilish because she made that song, I'm a Bad Guy. Right. That's the worst kind of bad guy. Now, from there, we go
song
down.
Song slaps. Mm.
Billie Eilish,
but
Adolf
the,
Hitler.
But in the perspective
Gunna,
of... But in the perspective of who?
I guess it's in the perspective of your ops, dude, of your enemies.
Right, but...
My enemies.
But who's to say we're all looking through your perspective?
We're not.
But isn't it fair to say that the majority of the rappers that we know that came out of Atlanta all had a hard come up? J.I.D. raps about using the oven as the heating source when he was sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, does
well,
Deion-
that's not necessarily being a bad not, guy. That's
right. But you interrupt.
He was wasting energy.
But you
that's
interrupt
bad.
People, they don't get a chance to finish, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. And then assuming Young Thug and all those guys, same thing. But does that give off the same energy, though? Does JID give off bad guy energy as opposed to Gunna?
Look, I think we got our concepts misconstrued.
No, I think
here.
Ryan just, he took a moment to try and convey a point, and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
And here we are on the other side of that. Now, we can move on from this, right, and grow as a group, and we can talk about this objectively.
We grew.
I've grown.
He's
under 6 foot.
I've stayed the same height since about 14.
You gotta grow.
Hey, give me some platform
I'll
shoes.
I'll take a
dude.
Couple inches out of my head, and I'll put them in your knees.
Please.
And then you'll be like 8 foot tall.
In your knees.
Dude, just give me the length of your forehead.
You want? I'll give
put
you...
Put them on my heels
here's
and my
what
feet.
I can spare you
like
the
Hermes
back of my,
wings.
I'll give you the back of my chrome dome
okay.
here, and
all
I'll
right.
just have a flat head back here so I can lay on my pillows better, and I'll put that in your knees.
Now that is a good idea.
That is a great idea.
And if we get into the
and
metaverse...
Hey, if any Wazubials know a doctor, give us his number.
Give me that.
Give us his number.
All right. Good Lord.
I guess we'll just wrap that. Let's just sum that up.
Yeah.
By,
well,
so
he's
Gunna,
in jail.
Gunna wrote the letter. Gunna wrote a letter from jail. And
shit.
I tend to agree with the sentiment in his letter. Like the idea that he has worked his ass off to get out of the situation. Like, this is a good conversation, which we are absolutely not qualified to talk about.
Not
well, let's
all.
Do it anyway, right?
Right.
Black men, black women, black people having to struggle and use their environment, use their resources that they have available to them to succeed, and then working hard to distance themselves from that life. Do the ends justify the means? Does that make sense? Does when Jay-Z becomes a billionaire,
right?
Does him selling crack, is that any less bad of an action of selling crack if eventually you get to become a billionaire influencer of policy and black culture?
Well, I guess it goes, everybody has a chance to be redeemed and forgiven, right?
I tend to agree with that depending on the crime. Like if Jay-Z was diddling kids... Might not be cool with it. No.
Here's my take.
I definitely
right?
wouldn't be cool with it. I want that on
the
record.
The way the world is right now, that flies. Where something will happen in your early days. Actually, I don't know because people can get canceled all the time.
That's true, but I don't.
You have people getting canceled from things that they said 20 years ago.
I do think
we're just having an opinion in general, too.
Right. But also, think of it this way. Like, I think the majority of the world thinks, like, okay, who cares if Jay-Z sold crack back then? Now, because everybody likes him,
right,
it's
now
cool.
It's H to the Izzo, right? Right.
But there's certain stipulations. Like Jay Jay-Z. Said, you can only do so many things that will have redeemable qualities. Like, I don't know many pedophiles, sex offenders, rapists, anything like that that has a redeemable quality.
Well, like, apparently Kodak Black raped somebody.
There's loopholes to that too, which just makes it a weird topic too, because there's NFL stars, you know, rappers, there's NBA players who allegedly raped.
But do you notice the trend? Like, is this something that affects the larger population, or really just the people who achieve great success? Like, do they only get very successful from stepping off of other people's heads? Like, Jay-Z might have contributed to people ODing on heroin and meth, right, or whatever he was slinging. Maybe just he was slinging crack. I don't know that, but I'm just saying, like, if Gunna or Young Thug had YFN Lucci killed, and then they grow uber successful off of that platform because that's what they rap about, does the ends justify the means of that? Like, where's the line that we draw between redemption?
I don't think that justifies anything. I think that they're famous from their music. That's, you know, that's one thing, right? Everybody liked their music way before they even knew that, right? So it's not a matter of their standing in the rap industry.
Sure.
But now that we have context of what had happened and what transpired and how everything morphed into what they are now, I think it does not justify anything. Like, you killed somebody, you still need to pay for that.
That too, but as a consumer listening to music, I don't think anybody really cares. It's the burden the rapper carries himself. So, damn, if I'm just ready to listen to your new album, I'm not involved with you, and maybe I don't know that shit, and maybe it won't sway how I feel about you if I knew that stuff. Because I'm the consumer. I want the product. You got to carry that shit for the rest of your life. So as long, I guess, if the industry accepts it, then the people who listen to it will accept it as well. I feel like we need to be told sometimes what's good and what's bad to be able to be like, all right, I can accept this dude now. Now, I feel like if they're like, oh, yeah, he's a piece of shit. You know, he's no longer make music anymore. It's like, yeah, he is a piece of shit. Gunna, you know, he got acquitted of all his charges. He's back to make music. Oh, good. We love him so much. I really think it just comes to, like, what you're told sometimes as well.
I mean, if he was acquitted, then it's like, if you believe in the justice system, which is funny because we don't believe in the justice system when it doesn't work.
Right.
Why should we believe in it when it does work? So, like, Kodak Black got acquitted of that rape charge.
Mm-hmm.
So do we believe that he was innocent, or do we believe that he was still guilty?
And yeah, and I guess it comes down to your own morals too.
And it's also the collective conscience. Like, we're being told, like you're saying, we have to be told what's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're being told that from our perception of everybody else's perception. Like, the greater response to this kind of shit is what will inform how we react. So like, this Gunna and this Young Thug thing, I don't think it's going to hurt them. I really don't. Like, I really think Thug maybe goes away for a couple years. I think Gunna gets off with maybe a fine, and I think that we still are pushing P in 2026.
Make sure you buy your pushing P coin.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That was a piece of shit move. He pushed the pushing P coin,
and then he took everybody's money,
and then he rug pulled. That's like, actually,
and he wants to talk about being a great dude.
We're living in a documentary right now. Like, we're athletes and artists and people of influence like Elon Musk can push a coin, something that has no inherent value.
I did see that somebody, a company or whoever, sued SpaceX and Tesla and Elon Musk because
$245 billion.
Yeah, he sued for more than what he's worth
because of Dogecoin. His Dogecoin,
which
I got stock in.
Dogecoin, so it's give me a piece. Hey, Kit Kat, break me off. Peace.
Yeah, do the right thing. I want some of that money, you know?
whatever, dude. When I invested in Dogecoin, I was also like beaten off with two hands. So what are you going to do, right?
Right. You definitely were doing the twist, too.
Let's move on.
That's a dry one. That was a dry one.
That should have like a snap to it. If you're beating off,
that was your fingers slowly cupping over the tip. Yeah.
Yikes, dude!
And you were in the baby changer position. You were like right. this. Like,
that's yeah. Yikes, dude! Who beats off like that, dude?
You were fucking giddying up, baby. You were like, "Woo!
He was going for
so,
it."
Slap my own ass.
We got a new XXL freshman list.
Yeah,
oh,
we
dropped a couple baby. Days ago. Read it.
Do you want me to give off the?
Let's read that list. Or?
I want you to go down the list, starting from the top, and okay. then I'm gonna just say a couple songs, and you tell me if you've heard of them.
Mm. All right. So starting off with the list, we got Nardo Wick.
Okay.
Nardo Wick, famous for "Who Wants Smoke."
That's the only song I know.
Who Wants Smoke with Me?
What the fuck
they remixed it with G-Herbo, 21 Savage, and Lil Durk. And then he's also famous. One of his other good songs is Mirror Song.
Gerbil? Is that his name?
Huh?
G-Herbo.
Gerbil.
It's not one word.
Yeah, he said G-Herbo real quick, and I thought Gerbil. He said Gerbil.
This is, you'll probably recognize this, maybe.
Yeah, everybody knows this song, for sure.
I don't know it.
You will.
But I probably won't, though. I will now. Will, though.
It's hard. This is the song where it goes. It goes.
You.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? That song?
That was that song.
We did say that.
So sorry for banging on the mics. Who's the next one?
Dochi. D-O-E.
I think it's Doichi.
Doichi.
Now, look. I don't know anyone past Nardo Wick besides Babytron, who got the 10th place.
Babytron.
Well, you know Weezy
out
of here.
All these babies drive me
Weezy
nuts.
Out of here.
I know all Weezy. He's a producer this year. Sorry, I don't want to get too far ahead. Let's listen to Doichi, track from Doichi. Oh, I didn't listen to this song, so she apparently... Can you read that? What's this called? Persuasive? Yeah. And then Crazy is another one of her songs. This, she goes kind of nuts, though, dude. This is Crazy by Doichi. She reminds me of like a Rico Nasty almost in the way that she raps. She gets like way aggressive and loses her fucking mind. So there she said a bitch been shopping all day like Macy's. Because when you go to Macy's, you shop all day.
And then we got...
That's my new bitch right there.
Sofago?
Yeah.
Sofago. We got Knock Knock by Sofago, The World Is Yours by Sofago. Do you recognize those songs? Let's just play a clip from Knock Knock. I want to say I don't like Sofago. He was on a Trippie Redd album.
Oh, and you like Trippie Redd.
I do like
you
Trippie Redd.
You don't like this guy.
No, not yet.
They sound so similar, dude. Love you, Taka.
No,
that's because Lil Tecca produced that.
I know this song.
Oh.
Lil Tecca produced that.
I was going to say, somebody has that tag. It was like, we love you.
That's Lil Tecca.
Yeah.
All right, Sofago. I'm not a fan of Sofago. Who's next?
Babyface Ray.
This is a Detroit guy, dude.
Another baby.
Babyface Ray raps with 42 Doug, with Big Sean. So we've got the Detroit players in the house.
Okay.
Some of his songs are Sincerely Face. Is that what that says?
Play it.
And Real N-Words Don't Rap. Sincerely Face sounds like this. I know that song too. I love Detroit style hip hop.
Thank God for TikTok.
Bow, bow, bow.
Now I can sit and tell you about the diamonds on my chest like everything was easy.
TikTok is solely the reason half these guys are relevant. Because these songs get played on clips all the time.
I mean, we're getting to a point now where that's the number one source of like new talent. Like it was SoundCloud, and then it was YouTube, then it was SoundCloud.
Vine.
I mean, Vine, not really music. You know one musician who popped up
off of
Vine?
Of Vine, like they had over the clips. That's how I found a lot of shit on my
SoundCloud.
But
not like an artist,
not
right?
Not like an artist, now.
But now we got like Zanakin Skywalk.
You got,
how come he didn't make it?
Dude. Callie or Kali?
Kali. Now this, she's like a Megan Thee Stallion type character. She's real bad bitch, eat my pussy, that kind of shit.
What are her x-rays say?
I haven't seen the x-rays yet, but I guarantee you she's got that extra bone.
Did you know I DM'd Armani Caesar?
I've DM'd her 12 times.
I said, can I please see them x-rays?
If you scroll up in our Wazoo chat to Armani Caesar.
No, I mean
Caesar,
on my main account.
Oh, my God.
not on the Wazoo shit. Fuck that shit. She'll never respond to that.
The more accounts that talk to her, the more likely we are to get them.
Yeah, she's like, why are all these people asking me
play
for
a clip.
X-rays?
Let's play Eat It Up by Callie, okay, featuring Bia.
Oh, man, this girl.
This might be your baby right here. I could. Daddy, what you doing? Let me talk to you reckless. He in love, you got a bad bitch fetish. I'm a freaky little bitch with a nasty mouth. Bonnet on while I'm walking through your
This is like Lil Jon. Like, this is like the Yin Yang Twins, dude. Hey, little mama, let me whisper in you.
That is
let
the
me
same
tell you
beat.
Last time I liked it.
She might have sampled
that
beat.
That's the inspo.
Then we got KCYY.
I think it's just Casey.
Cool.
Alex could never be a teacher.
If we've got George Washington.
He can only be a teacher with
white
guys like Jack and Jim.
Do we have a shithead in the class? It's Shathid. It's Shathid.
Oh.
Someone's name would just be like Tyrone, and he'd be like, do we have a Tyrion in the room?
Tyrion Lannister.
Lannister.
Do we have a shithead in class? Oh, that's Shathid, sir.
Casey's got songs like The Sun and Hold You Up. I don't know any of these. He was on Fabio Florin's album.
Let's play The Sun.
Stranger Things vibes.
Weekend.
Wow, I'm kind of down with that.
I'm down bad with this.
Wait, I'm really down with that.
I was gonna say keep it going.
I might have to put a heart
then
on
you
that.
You got a bird of this one too.
I know this one.
Cooch Ice.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's Cochise.
Okay.
Cochise.
Cochise.
Now you know Cochise because he made Tell Him with Snot. You gotta turn me up.
Your fucking voice when you try and imitate him is funny as shit.
You know this song. He's made two absolute bangers back to back with Tell 'Em and now Turn It Up just
thank
came out.
Thank God for TikTok.
Tell me he doesn't say peanut butter, turn me up.
Peanut butter, turn me up.
Wait,
peanut butter,
shut
turn
up.
Me up.
Shut up.
Peanut butter, turn me up.
Nigga better turn me up. Nigga better turn me up. No, I can definitely tell he's saying, you know, DJ, turn me up.
We got Big 30.
Or whatever.
That was the N-word.
Well, better than say that.
I think peanut butter, though.
Peanut butter, turn
who's
me
up?
In.
Big 30.
Don't be yawning on me, bro.
I had to stretch.
He said this XXL freestyle joint is not that impressive.
How about, so the Big 30? That's Pooh Shiesty's boy.
With really? From,
So we got Free Shiesty Life by him and Pooh Shiesty. Let's listen to that. It's just going to sound like a Pooh Shiesty song or a Gucci Mane song. Everyone's from Memphis.
What if he just started crying?
33 minutes and 30 seconds
but
of crying.
He was an ugly
cry.
He was like,
Ken the Man?
Ken the Man is a girl.
Cool.
I think. Unless Ken the Man is a transgender woman.
We need some more transgenders in the rap game.
I've never heard of Ken the Man, but here's He Be Like.
Yeah. Body smoking marijuana. I get that shit from my mama. He always asking, do I love him? I always be telling him, He said his pussy so good that he wanna take out a condom. I told him he pushing his luck. He better be happy I fucked him. He be like,
Listen.
Trash.
So far, dude. These are good
listen,
artists.
I want.
Come on.
I want Doechii. I want Ken the Man. I want.
We're not done yet.
No, I know. I'm saying I want,
you want
them.
Kali?
I want them. Yeah, I want Kali. I want them to be big.
I mean, they're already big around the
they
ways.
Think?
Where's
they
another big them? One? We got Big Scar.
We got Big Scar. I think I listened to some of this album. We got Fantasy featuring Offset by Big Scar. Hey, yo, bad play. Atlanta whoa. Guy, I think. Whoa. Let's go. Now, Bandplay is Memphis. He's a Memphis producer.
I can tell.
I mean, don't love it, right? But like, it's catchy.
Yeah, maybe
she'll catch you, Saucy Santana.
Dude, what the fuck?
What? This guy's name is Saucy Santana?
It's a girl.
Oh.
We can play Booty featuring Lotto.
Yeah, play Booty.
By Saucy Santana.
Play that one with
Lotto. No, play Material Girl.
No.
Is that better?
Yes. Material Girl's the one you'll know.
Well, listen to both. Fuck it.
Down with the bitches in Miami. Material Girl.
This like bass style.
Oh.
How's she gonna sample that?
Wait.
Crazy in love with Beyonce.
Keep it going. Okay.
I'm kind of about it.
I mean, this is definitely a club banger.
Material Girl is her most famous
All
song.
All three of our girls would dance to that song.
Yeah.
Like in a circle.
Yeah, booty.
That's all you got to say is booty and bitches be going crazy for it.
Material Girl by Saucy Santana.
Bust down, follow man with the bitches in Miami. Material Girl.
I think girls have some of the hardest beats these days.
I wish Tokyo Jets were on the fucking XXL freshman freestyle of 2022. You remember that song? Six Flags?
Yeah, of course.
One time for the bitches with the thickest.
And we got Baby Tron.
So every year there's a 10th spot winner. Like there's 9 draft picks.
I really
picks.
Thought that was his name. It says 10th spot winner, Baby Tron. That's his crazy name.
He should change his name. Baby Tron is a Detroit rapper. Now he's different, right?
Uh-huh.
He has such an odd style, Baby Tron.
Mm-hmm.
He has been on a ton of different publications. He's getting so much steam for being like so fucking weird, but so good at being weird that his shit is finally blowing up.
You know, just own it.
You've heard it. I've played you the fucking Harry Potter one where he raps over the Harry Potter beat. I forget what it's fucking called. But
I forget when you. I forget.
Is it called Manute Boy?
No. So this is two of his
it's
songs.
It's called The Whomping Willow.
his best song is Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Okay. I know that song.
Manute Bol is another song. So let's play Jesus Shuttlesworth by Baby Tron.
What the fuck?
Come on, bro. This style? This is no one's doing this right now.
I know. And I'm afraid people are gonna want to catch on to it.
Come on, dog.
Dude, this is like wait. Okay. I'm gonna let it ride and I'm gonna say what I need to say.
This beat, bro, this is 80s. This is 80s shit. It's coming back. Just fucked up AT&T.
Splash Bros with it. We just made 3 apiece. Send the spirits to the air. Trash. Trash. Bitch saw me one time and was on boss. I know y'all know this next joint.
You might not think his delivery. You
he
might
is
not
that
think
guy.
His delivery isn't crazy. But his beats and his originality. He deserves that spot. He deserves that spot.
And he plays that shit. Oh my god.
You telling me you wouldn't?
What I was going to say was it was exactly what you just said. The fucking 80s and shit, it's all recycling back. Oh, my God. That is so fucking 80s and fucking disco.
With the
and
synth
just,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, people wearing the big pit vipers with fucking neon bright jackets, tight ass, bell-bottom jeans.
Or just tight ass.
True. But it's all coming back.
He
all
has a music video he just put out with that young Hollywood music video director Cole Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
He did the video for
the only white guy invited to the cookout.
Pretty much,
he's on everybody's like,
and he's the
TikTok
only one
list.
On time.
They say white people invited to the cookout.
He
and
did
it's
the video
Cole Bennett.
For Travis Scott and Kodak's song ZZ. He did the video for ZZ. And he did this video for Baby Tron, shot on an iPhone that he thought was like, it was cool that he shot it on an iPhone.
Instantly knew what he was saying. Sorry, it's just like, all he had to do all was right, just,
you guys can lead the show.
No, I'm just saying, all he had to do I'm was sorry. Fucking mumble some bullshit and the song made sense.
I needed to play it out loud in order to remember what the song sounded like. That way I have reference.
That wasn't even ZZ.
Yes, it was.
You just did Tunnel Vision.
Oh, my God.
He's a little Kodak. They don't want to see a weenie.
And that's how you know he's a true music genius over there. He could go through his mumbling bullshit and go, that's not
hey,
the same song.
Hey, am see I you retarded? In
oh,
carry
my
on,
God.
Cole Bennett.
Okay.
No, that's all I had to say. We got production by Young Weezy.
Wow.
Young Weezy. So we'll get maybe a good beat, maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. And is that the whole list?
That's the whole list.
All 10 of them.
Actually, I'm pretty hyped for that because normally when I listen to the XXL lineup, it's sort of ass.
I mean, the last couple of years has been really bad.
I don't think we've had really anybody come out of it.
We had Pooh Shiesty was on there.
Megan Thee Stallion.
No, I think Megan Thee Stallion, though. That's actually when it started going bad.
Yeah.
With Megan Thee Stallion.
Because we got Megan, we got DaBaby from that class. We got Roddy Ricch from that class. But that was when they had like Lil Mosey, who had that Blueberry Faygo song.
Yeah.
Not me, wanna, who's not about eagle. Like, that's what that song sounds like when Ryan sings it. Chill.
Should we go into our anchor ad?
Just before we go in, I do want to just say, and this is just a short story because the headline is the story. Boldy James is coming out with an album by J Dilla, who was a like prolific producer in the early 2000s. Who he invented like the swing beat on a electronic produced track. So like by taking like a snare or a bass or something and offsetting it a little bit to make the beat swing.
Yeah.
You've got all these producers now who do it. I mean, it's on like every major album that's ever come out in the last like 10 years. J Dilla like defined an entire genre of hip hop, and he's been dead for a long time.
Oh shit.
J Dilla's been dead.
I didn't expect you to say that.
So people revere him. They revere J Dilla as like a legend in the game. Like DJ Screw, like Chopped and Screwed, the guy who started slowing records down. Mm-hmm. That J Dilla had his own style that he brought to hip hop and like created a lane for people. His music, his discography has been pretty much played out. Like there's nothing new that's ever come out for J Dilla in a long time. Mm-hmm. And now Boldy James is saying he got a pack of J Dilla beats somehow. It says he got the last of the stash, is what he said. Now, is Boldy James going to deliver on that by rapping about murdering everybody and killing and selling drugs like he always does? Or is he gonna evolve his game?
I just want to hear Hot Water Tank, too.
Hot Water Tank. What's the guy's name?
Back and forth.
Ice Cold Bishop.
Body Splatter, Dr. Pumphrey. Body Splatter, cross your mom's Jeep. He is fire, though.
I think he is too. I think it's interesting to say the least. It's like the same thing as saying
Ice Cold Bishop.
It's like saying we got a whole new album from fucking Tupac. Is like what this is for hip hop.
Or like a whole yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not even gonna go into a list of dead rappers because we can just keep saying
just keep going.
Yeah, I mean we got a big list.
I'm about to say, yeah, we could just be like Mac Miller, Juice WRLD, blah blah blah. But there probably is so much underground shit in a vault.
Is it quality enough to release?
Right.
I mean it depends on because you hear Logic say he has like 5,000 songs he's made just throughout the years that are just still sitting in a disc somewhere.
Yeah, but he's
burn that hard drive.
He could completely just be wiped off the face of the earth, and there's years of songs to just continue to come out.
Just let them drip.
So I guarantee you. I mean,
by the last one that they're dropping, like when they've exhausted all 5,000, the last ones are like like it's gonna be. But
I take a bitch home and go.
Would you want that key to that vault?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
To like spend a day in there or not just like week one rapper,
I just mean like there's like a fucking database
of unreleased shit.
Of like from everybody you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fucking sick.
I want someone to release like a studio cut of an album that includes like all the conversation from the studio.
Like the Andrew Byrne and everything. Like what do they call it when it's like the people who talk about the movie when the movie's already out?
Oh, I don't know what the actual word for that is, but I want them to be. I want to hear like Kendrick drop the verse, and then after they like turn the mic off, I want to hear like him come out of the booth, and it'd be like, "Damn,
that'd
be
cool."
That one bar about this,
in a sense, like they filmed
make a movie.
That'd be cool.
I mean, yeah, really, it's like an audio documentary.
That's why I like watching
Astroworld,
the cave.
Oh, my bad.
With Kenny Beats.
That's true.
Because you see the video of the rapper come in. Being like real as fuck is just like a regular human being. They're all like goofy or they're serious or they have stuff written or they're like, fuck it, I'm gonna just go in there. Kenny's like, all right, what do you want? And they just from a slate of just raw sampled, you know, sounds, they make a beat, they do a fucking goofy ass freestyle, and they go in there and you watch the whole video and you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, like watching it being made is just as entertaining as listening to the final product.
Absolutely, dude. Let's go to a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. We're going to review Post Malone's 12 Karat Toothache. Yeah, I took notes. I want to be very well prepared. All right, album of the week is Post Malone, 12 Karat Toothache, Post Malone.
Fourth studio album.
One of the most successful artists of the last decade, probably. Mm-hmm. I think everyone kind of knows Post Malone. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Is he like, but we argued last week, does he make more money than Drake? And we found out he doesn't even make a fifth of the money of Drake.
Right.
But I think he's as popular almost as Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong about that?
I think you're right on the money there, buddy.
God damn. That's where we're going.
Post Malone, born Austin Richard Post on 4th of July, 1995. Homie's 26 years old.
27.
No.
95? He's the same
I'm not
year.
Even 27 yet.
It's not July 4th yet, bud.
I turned 27.
Oh, he was born on 4th of July?
My man was born on Independence
Day. Wow.
Austin Post was born on Independence Day, dude.
Yeah, baby.
He was born in Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
So New York baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he grew up, his dad was a DJ.
Okay.
DJ dad.
DJ Poppers.
And they moved to Texas, where Post started becoming more musically inclined, learning about different kinds of music. He eventually learned guitar because he played Guitar Hero.
Mm.
So homie was...
He was right there with us growing up.
I mean, he's younger than me, right?
Right.
I'm the Crypt Keeper compared to Post Malone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But his
I'm the youngest here. He's younger than me.
His body, though, body of a 48-year-old. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
He has destroyed that vessel.
Yeah.
It's a beat-up
That's
Chevy.
That's not a vessel, bro. That's a blimp.
Dude, this is a fucking... Right here?
Yeah.
Audi R8, right?
Yeah.
Him?
Ooh, it purrs.
94 Volkswagen.
That's because he has too much fucking problems in his...
That's how he overfilled the oil tank, is what it was.
Yeah.
He got the name Post Malone because he liked... Obviously, his last name Post, but he liked Karl Malone, the basketball player, but ultimately put his name, Austin Richard Post, in a rap name generator.
Was kind of hoping he'd say, I like Home Alone. Notes.
No, it wasn't Home Alone, dude.
He liked the movie so much
that he took the last part of Home and Alone and put it together.
Home Malone. I've seen that video.
Yeah, me too.
He started music. He started his music career in 2013, and he released White Iverson in 2015.
Now, I thought he was in country music before he did.
So he started doing guitar and auditioning for like alternative rock and country bands, but he was interested in a lot of different music. But he wasn't finding success. He was auditioning and losing auditions. So he shifted and he went toward more pop and hip hop. And that's how he ultimately came up with White Iverson, which was a lot of people's first exposure to Post Malone. Now, he dropped that when he was 20 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
2016.
Yeah.
Is when he dropped. No, 2015 is when he dropped White Iverson.
Right.
2016, he dropped Stoney.
With Congratulations.
With Congratulations. Yeah. So Stoney was his debut studio album.
What a bop.
It was released to critical acclaim. Mm-hmm. So as 20 years old, he's already got a classic, widely accepted album under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was 20, wasn't that. Right? I was face down on the couch.
You were pushing pee.
Because last night I went crazy.
Right.
What were you guys doing at 20?
20.
Being face down on the couch because
on
last
top
night
of
I
me.
Went crazy.
Alex, like, I was face down on top of Jake. Yo.
The other way, though.
God, ass down. Fuck, I don't know. Wow.
So that's 2016. Okay. 2018, he releases Beer Bongs and Bentleys, his follow-up album.
Yeah.
That was led by Rockstar, Psycho, and Better Now. And with that album, he basically cemented himself as one of the most successful artists in the industry because he broke streaming records. He broke Billboard records.
He was going like this.
Cooking
for
just
sure.
Just stirring the pot.
Hey, add some salt.
Yeah.
Add some pepper.
Yeah.
And I also like the fact.
Wait. Cutting up the cucumbers.
Let him finish.
Got the carrots.
Where's the onion at?
Oh, the onion's already chopped and screwed in there, baby.
What were you gonna
say? And you got some beef stew cooking.
Well, I'm just It don't matter now. Ryan fucking ruined it with the cucumber line. So
Beer Bongs and Bentleys in 2018 basically solidifies Post Malone as like one of the most successful, if not the most successful artist of his generation. He's killing it, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just outclassing everybody.
Yeah.
So then we get Hollywood's Burning, or Hollywood's Bleeding, sorry, in 2019.
With Ozzy Osbourne.
That's now 3 years ago, before the pandemic. And that's the album that had Ozzy Osbourne on it, but it also had Circles, Sunflower, which was the promo track for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And then it also had Wow on it.
Yeah.
That song. Okay. So we're talking like two albums in a row. He's posting in the billions.
And not to mention, like, making his claim off of White Iverson and congratulations, probably being like, and like then the rock star.
Yeah.
Like being like some of the songs you just can't stop hearing no matter where you fucking go.
And they always sound good.
And then Sunflower and Wow and Circles, you still hear on like salon radios, restaurants, all the fucking time.
You can't get away from it.
And it's not like you're over it. It's almost like he's like, made a deal with the devil, and it's just like
a little
timeless fucking classics. Now, keep in mind, he's about to turn 27.
Yeah,
you ever hear of
don't say the 27 Club.
Okay,
don't say that.
Okay,
because
you knew where I was going.
The 27 Club, Ryan. You know what that is?
No,
it's these Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, I believe, and Jim Morrison, like all these really famous high-level artists who were just on top of the game, making hit after hit, never seeming to fall off, all also passed away at 27, seeming to be like they made a deal with the devil, and then once you turn 27, he owns you now. Mm. You're able to own your own world, but you had to sacrifice.
I've never known
it's
that.
It's a theory, but
it's a myth.
It's weird to see Wide's all those high-level... You know Kurt Cobain, you know Amy Winehouse's name and all the hits. Oh, and
fucking Wives Tale, dude. God,
Wives be talking tale.
They said the same thing about Lil Uzi Vert, too.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to talk about that shit because it scares me that it's
scary,
true.
But I'm just saying, like, he has not fallen off.
I mean, Denzel Curry said, Mac ain't make it to 27. Pac, or Big ain't make it to 26. Pac ain't make it to 25.
I'm just here
it's
trying to get rich.
It's only right
because
I got to get rich.
Yeah.
So we're talking of all the big, I mean, the brightest stars.
Scary to think.
The brightest stars burn out, right?
They burn the quickest.
They burn the quickest, thank you.
But Drake also surpassed that too, and he's a timeless classic as well.
And
so
you know what? Now that we're talking about those two together right now, the reason I feel like Post does not have the same net as Drake is because Drake's been in it since like, what, fucking 08,
09? Grassy.
Fuck the grass.
But he also produced for movies, and
we're talking hip hop.
I'm talking hip-hop.
His mixtape So Far Gone.
He made his money.
Oh, but I see what you're saying. He's been making money in the industry longer than 08.
I would say his net worth probably carries him because producing deals.
I mean,
commercials.
When he made So Far Gone, sorry to cut you off. He said he was still living in squalor. He was still had like shitty apartments. Yeah. Weezy, like Lil Wayne, was paying for his like flights and shit.
Right.
Like he wasn't making money. Like, he was making a living, like scraping by.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just pursuing his dream, but that's a different story. We'll talk about Drake next.
Right.
So we come off of Hollywood's Bleeding, Circle, Sunflower, Wow. Just doing billions, right? Yeah. Stacking billions on billions on billions. From there, basically, he's established himself as one of the most successful artists of his career. As I've said, he's got over 80 million records sold in the span of his career, not including 12 Karat Toothache. Several world records in streaming and in sales. My man's got 10 Billboard Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 1 MTV Music
Award,
a
Grammy?
And 6 Grammy nominations. He's never won a Grammy.
Good Lord.
So you're talking about an artist who, like you said, sounds like he sold his soul to the devil for pop fame because that's what we think of when we think of Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this album, 12 Karat Toothache, comes on the heels of he's just had his first kid with his now fiance.
Post Jr.
So now Posty Jr., it's a little girl I think he had.
Post
this just came out like this week. He was on the Howard Stern show.
Post that Jr.
He told Howard Stern a couple things. One, he has a kid now. Two, he said 60% of his music has been made on the shitter. He's thought of 60% of his lyrics while taking a dump.
Well, when you're there 90% of the day, you know, either throwing up.
When you're drinking Bud shitting. Lights and eating Frito-Lays all the time.
Dude, would you rather shit like Post Malone or Chris Farley before he died?
Chris Farley before he died.
I feel like they both have the same bowel movements.
You think?
I feel like they do.
It'd be harder to fit on the toilet as Chris Farley.
I would be shitting like Chris Farley.
So that takes us to 2022. 12 Karat Toothache. Here we are. This is the album he drops.
And it kind of came out of nowhere. Like
kind of. Yeah.
There was no lead up.
I
like it sometimes, but like with somebody like Post, I don't see him like doing something like Tyler did, you know, back when You See For Yourself. Or no, that was fucking...
Call Me If You Get Lost.
Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Close.
Yeah, that was IDK. it made sense for Tyler to have those types of advertisements before his album came out.
Like the rollout that he did?
Yeah. But when it comes to Post Malone, I don't see people like... If he rolled something out to like tease something, I don't see people reacting the same way. Like obviously, I think maybe I would go as far to say as Post Malone is I think a little bit more popular in the industry than Tyler. But
you would think.
But when Tyler rolled out, like everybody was talking about it, and it was like a week before he put the album out. If Post did that, I don't think the people would have reacted the same.
You think it's a Grammy win?
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's more or less just like Post is the type of artist that just, you know, puts his music out there and just there's no lead up. He just,
you know why? Because he's probably an easy hang. I guarantee you. Now I'm not saying he would, but it could be if we were a little bit bigger, right? We're like, we want to have you on the podcast. He could sit in that fucking chair and just hang out with us. And not
just chain smoking cigarettes.
I have about 4 hours to my next flight. Let's just fucking chill. Yeah. I guarantee
he would leave with 13 Bud Lights on the table.
He'd definitely be that kind of guy.
Full ashtray.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, guys, I got to go.
He would make me feel like a good guy.
Like, he'd ask any questions you like. You know, he definitely is a cool hang for sure.
He seems like a cool hang.
Now, most people, like if we had Tyler in here, like you have 25 minutes.
If Tyler was in here, I think the whole house would burn down. I feel like he'd be like, all right, where's the bitches?
And like, he just would come through so aggressive.
Wearing that goddamn fur hat.
What do you got in your fridge? Just eating pickles and eggs and shit.
I smell bitch in here. Anyway, let's get back to 12 Karat.
Let's talk about the album. It is a decent length, 48 minutes. And it's basically... First of all, the title, 12 Karat Toothache. 12 Karat, gold, right? Karat is like expensive. How you weigh gold or diamonds. And it's his teeth. He's got gold teeth.
He's wearing it.
But it hurts. 12 Karat Toothache. We're talking about luxury and pain in the same sentence. So we're talking about, it's like Meek Mill had that expensive pain album.
Right.
Where it was like, I got so rich that the pain I experience is something you can't even relate to. Because I'm suffering... from success, like DJ Khaled.
Man, my perspective is like, say you got a, you know, 12 karat gold plate on your tooth, but it fucking hurts so bad. I don't know that.
Uh-huh.
I just know that it looks awesome.
Right.
And that was expensive. And you're like, fuck, that's cool. I don't know what you had to do to get it. I don't know what you feel now. Do you regret it? And that's a bar.
How about also that typically gold caps cover cavities?
Right.
So you're filling in
We're really diving deep in this.
You're filling in an cavity.
Empty hole.
Do you guys have your scuba gear on?
An infected tooth with gold. So you're capping it with something that's pretty.
Right.
To get rid of the darkness.
And you're covering what was nasty and smelly underneath.
And I think that's like part of what he's trying to convey on the album.
Yeah.
Now, like, granted, he also said after Hollywood's Bleeding, he was done with like commercially successful music. He didn't want to make billions anymore.
Right.
He's already made billions. He wanted to do something for him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is supposed to be like the example of a more introspective album.
Yeah.
He's not doing Wow. He's not doing Sunflower.
I think it's
shows.
This is the trend right now. Like, we talk about this every time we review an album. There's more and more artists now who are realizing that maybe it's not about just making more money. It's about doing what you want to do in the industry after you've made the money that you wanted. So, like, we look at Future. He made, like, somewhat of a sad album. We did Kendrick Lamar. He made somewhat of, like, a very introspective album, and he stepped down, told us he's not our savior, and
took a look at himself
and made something more or less for himself rather than
Denzel Curry.
The people.
His Denzel, album was all Denzel about what Curry. He went through in the pandemic.
It's a very introspective album about the struggles that he went through the past couple of years, especially during COVID, and how he almost killed himself, how he got, you know, molested. All this personal stuff coming up, it's almost like, you know, somebody's feeling guilty and they have to get it off their chest before they go.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but when these celebrities make albums about how painful it is to then to still be famous and make money and be successful, do we care?
No.
Like, when you hear an album like this, does it actually, like, are you, like, concerned, like, about Post Malone?
No.
I don't know.
I think the sentiment is...
Do you think we should be, or do you think that we should, that they shouldn't make music like this?
I think we should be, because imagine if he, you know, knock on wood, imagine Post Malone dies, and this is his last album. And it is all
knock
about...
Knock on wood that he does die? Or
no, knock on wood that, you know, he doesn't. But I'm saying, like, imagine, right, he turns 27, you know, not even based on the fucking 27 shit, but, like, imagine if he passes away. This is his last album, and it's all about the pain and the struggles he's been through. People would look and say, oh, my fucking God, we should have seen the signs.
I mean, this
we should have done something.
He literally has... so many allusions on this album to killing himself. And not to say that talking about your own death and, like, wondering about your own death and, like, what would the impact be is unhealthy. Because, like, I think it's almost kind of healthy to think about your own death, right? Like, you should think about your life with your death in mind. Like, you shouldn't be like, I'm never going to die, because then you're going to fuck up.
Right.
You're going to have the wrong motives. You're not going to make the right decisions. You're going to have regrets. Like, you got to... keep in mind, like, I am only human. I still feel, and I will die one day.
Yeah.
That's healthy. Mm-hmm. A lot of these artists don't do that. Like, they have God complexes, like Kanye West, you know, like the guy before he got to a certain point where he made, like, the song Power or whatever from that album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Kanye thought he was, like, God's gift to Earth. Mm-hmm. And since then, I think he's kind of lost it, and he's come back and thought that a little bit more. Yeah. But these artists need to, like, reflect and think a little bit about their decisions and what they're doing with their life.
Right.
That being said, I don't know what the right answer is, because I want to care about the person.
Right.
But also, you make millions.
It's not saying you don't care about them. It's just saying... the pure fact is, you don't know him. You don't have any emotional ties to him.
Yeah.
You may have an emotional tie to some of his music, because you'll never get that again. But it's a different story compared to you guys and me knowing each other and being friends forever, compared to somebody who is on top of the world that you falsely idolize.
Right.
Because you're technically not supposed to do that anyway.
You're not.
It's a sin, in a sense. If
true.
You think about it religiously.
I'm a Christian.
And...
through
it's
and
not,
through.
It doesn't make you a, it doesn't make you a bad person for, like, you can care, but it doesn't make you a bad person for it not affecting your life, because you don't know this person. You know, I mean, people die every day, and it's out of your control. So if he was to kill himself, you can't sit there and go, I should have done something. What the fuck are you supposed to do about it? It's between him, his family, and the people around him. So if he does, which we don't want him to, it can't affect your life, and you can't sit there and say, it was a cry for help. It's like, you're the listener. Again, back to the Gunna thing. You're a consumer. You're consuming what he's giving you, and then what he does with it is on his own.
Hmm.
You can't do anything about it.
Right.
We're not supposed... He's not our savior, right?
No, he's not our savior.
Let's talk a little bit about the music.
I know who is, though. Doichi.
Let's talk a little bit about the music. Yeah. So the actual album is, like, mostly melancholy, like, slow, a lot of acoustic guitar, and, like... It's instrumental, but in a very, like...
Do you think he made this one on the shitter?
Ethereal way. I think it maintains. He probably did 60% of the lyrics on the shitter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he recorded one of them sitting on a toilet.
Yeah.
I think he might have.
Okay.
I don't know which one, but if you listen really closely to one of the tracks, you might hear a plop. If you hear a fart in the backtrack as an ad lib, I think that might be the one.
That would be fire, actually. Okay, but
let's start. Let's start at the top. I just go over some things I wanted to point out, mm-hmm. things I want to comment on. So right off the bat, he says like the most impactful lyrics to me.
Yeah.
He says on Reputation, he says, "Take my own life just to save yours. Drink it all down just to throw it up. Mm-hmm. I got a reputation that I can't deny." Then he says, "You're the superstar. Entertain us. Entertain us, but please don't wake me up." Mm. So just off the bat, like the very first thing he says in the whole album is, "Take my own life."
Yeah.
"Just to save yours." So Post feels like a martyr. Like he's doing this for us. Like he's the cigarette, Bud Light, party.
He's a vessel.
Till his face goes down guy for us. Like so that we can, so that he can entertain us.
He's that vessel to keep your eyes off your own life and focus it on something else.
Sure. Ignore your own problems. And that goes into the whole entertain us, but please don't wake us up. Like be my entertainer, but do not make me think about what's going on in my life. Like he feels as though his existence is just to be a distraction. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
21 Pilots does that kind of stuff. They make music based off that stuff where they make people relate to them and put their emotions in their music so they don't have to reflect on their life so they can, you know, almost in a sense agree and then try and make themselves feel better and heal through their music. Same thing with Logic. Did the same thing with the 1-800-SUICIDE.
Yeah.
You know, people out there all the time talk about wanting to kill themselves or hurt themselves. So let me make a song that can help you relate, but also keep yourself out of a dark place. So maybe that music is a way for you to be like, this is a song for me to not make me feel that way anymore.
Hmm.
And maybe the way he makes his music is a way that people who have a shitty time in their life can now focus on something that makes them feel good.
I mean, people like distractions.
Yeah.
That's why people watch the Kardashians.
Right.
It's why we like to watch the news, and the news knows that we like the most crazy story. Like, we want to hear the bullshit. We like to eat bullshit, dude.
Who's carved up?
And I think Post is acknowledging that he feels like he is just bullshit. Like, his own struggles with life, and even if he has to freaking kill himself.
Right.
To entertain us, that's what he feels like his position is.
Hmm. And it's so weird looking back at what he used to be, back when he made, you know, White Iverson and all that, like, very upbeat guy, very straightforward with his lyrics. There was never, like, any, you know, allusion to what he was doing. Now, looking at him, you know, I don't even think he's got the dreads, like, the cornrows anymore.
Shaved his head.
I don't know if he's got any more tattoos.
There's no room.
But it's like he acts like a completely different person now when he is rapping.
DMX used to feel like he was like a martyr for his listeners and his mm-hmm. audience. Like he felt like he would take on the pain of the world just so that you could feel a little bit better in your life.
It's not a fucking game. Fuck what you heard.
Do you think that that's like the role that an artist plays? Do you think that they're supposed to? I mean, they're obviously a person.
Yeah.
We've figured out that it's not healthy to be that famous. Like,
right.
I mean, time and time and time again, like everybody who reaches this level of fame suffers.
Yeah.
Like money and fame is not the
answer. Unless you're a narcissist.
Even then, like you come crashing down, bro. Like you never get that high without falling down.
I think it's the fact that like this, he burned brightly so quick, you know, like look at somebody like Drake who's been in it for like 10 years or something like that, right? Post Malone, he made his album 2015. That's only 7 years ago.
It seems like it's been around longer, huh?
And he's had so much success with someone who goes from really, you know, nothing, right, from our perspective, into someone who is revered as one of the most popular pop artists in the world in such a short amount of time. You have a lot of pressure, I think, like, and like the pressure and like the guilt and the suffering that all starts to like mold when you feel like you're getting old and you're you feel like you really don't know like where your life is going after that. So I think this is sort of like him thinking about what's after this. You know what I mean? Because he really only made so much of that money after like five or, you know, like 6 years, right? Imagine making millions in only 5 years. Five years is not that long.
From 5 years ago till now.
Right.
Yeah. I can't really. I don't. Because I got stacks, but.
Yeah.
I don't have that many stacks. Yeah, right? Not a little yet. Bit. Not yet. It's coming, though.
You're looking like a golf ball.
It's in process.
Right.
The debit and ATM thing. It's a situation.
Right.
That's like how he leads off the album. Sad as fuck.
Right.
Now, then he goes more, and as the album progresses, you realize like he's talking a lot about being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot of different people. So like, first of all, the next song is like Cooped Up. That's like the number one single that led the album.
Mm-hmm.
Where he hits on like a lot of the feelings of a lot of people in the pandemic. Like,
right.
I've been feeling cooped up. And a lot of people didn't handle the pandemic very well. Denzel Curry did not handle the pandemic very well.
No.
Kendrick Lamar did not handle the pandemic very well. So it seems like a theme where these people who are artists, like pure artists.
Yeah.
Did not handle like having to stay inside very well. Whereas some people like Boldy James, Benny the Butcher, and J. Cole went to work.
Yeah.
These guys felt like, fuck, like everything's going to die.
Yeah.
Post Malone, one of those guys. He then goes more into like heartbreak and how women hurt him and how he fills his life with just vices and vices and vices, like just smoking cigarettes while fucking two hookers, having his ass ate and drinking a Capri Sun. Like that's...
Not going to lie, that's what I want.
I think we all want that.
Yeah. Jeez.
My other favorite song on the album is Lemon Tree.
Mm-hmm. Where that's he does, the third song.
Yeah. He does like this fake-ass country.
Yeah.
He makes this fake-ass country like accent on that song, which I think is a little weird that he does.
Yeah.
Because he does that like voice thing that sounds like a goat kind of singing.
Yeah. It's like a lot of...
feeling better. He does that shit.
There's a lot of reverb on it.
And, but it's a good look at, like, it's called Lemon Tree, I think, because he talks about like life being bittersweet and like when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, but also lemonade kind of sour, right? So can I really enjoy it is the thing that he's trying to go for.
Right.
Am I right or am I right?
I think you're right.
He has another song called Euthanasia. Come on. We're just teetering on the brink of death for a lot of this album. I think we need to check on my boy Post.
Oh, boy. I think I could change him.
You think if you met him?
I think if I met
him... Ask him for the x-rays.
Well, first and foremost, I'm asking for the x-rays, right?
It's just going to be his teeth just glowing.
Because your boy, Mr. Marinara, he's curious, okay? But I think I could change him. If I chilled with him for a bit.
I'm going to give you 30 minutes. No, I'm going to give you one day with Post Malone. Put the episode out on this. You get one day with Post Malone. What are you doing to fix him?
Taking him to the St. John's Carnival.
That starts at 6. Okay, what are you doing for the first part of the day?
Okay.
Getting ready for a St. John's Carnival. Pre-gaming the whole time.
God damn it, you messed my shit up.
And we're drinking and smoking cigarettes and fucking hookers until St. John's Carnival.
Drinking Capri Suns while having our asses eaten until 5:59.
Then we're just getting on the zipper 20 foot all day long.
Oh, dude.
Just vomit. Just so much vomit.
And, but then at the very end of the night, dude, fucking very end of the night, dude. Chilled. Going to Gravitron with him. We throw all that shit up. We fucking shit our pants.
Milltown Pub.
Get out there. And we can fucking go to Trevani's for some sloppy steaks, dude. I fucking go, listen, they can't stop us from more than a couple steaks. Medium well.
Dumping all
and
that
a glass
water
of water. And that's how I fix Post Malone.
That's a good plan.
I think it'll work.
Should we end it?
Well, you already played the outro music, so I guess we're ending it.
Episode 158, thank you for listening. Remember to go to our Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Like our shit. We post clips up there. Give us a little heart, baby. Make a little comment. Do something for the boys. Find us on YouTube. Watch full-length episodes on YouTube. We're there, Out the Wazoo, Wazoo Podcast. Whatever you put in there, you'll find us. Lots of videos on there. Good interviews. Go back. Check out the Kai 45 interview. Shout out Kai. The homie, day one.
Shout out K-Ron, our first ever video interview.
first ever video and interview was both of those things.
Yeah.
Next, lastly, check out our reaction video for Drake's Honestly Nevermind, which we're about to listen to.
You.
Thanks, everybody.